vaccine news, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. One woman is dead after a house fire early Wednesday near Osage, about 10 miles west of Park Rapids. A 911 caller reported the fire around 4:30 a.m. A man who lived in the house flagged down a passing driver on Highway 34 and said a woman was possibly still inside the home. A news release from the Becker County Sheriff's Office says she was found inside and pronounced dead at the scene. The man was brought to a hospital for smoke inhalation and possible burns. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The names of those impacted were not released as of Thursday afternoon. A 36-year-old Brainerd man was sentenced Tuesday in the November 2024 shooting death of a man and the abduction of a pregnant woman and her four children near Brainerd. Chad Aaron Onerud pleaded guilty and entered a plea agreement in December. The Brainerd Dispatch reports he was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of release after 30 years for the first-degree murder of 62-year-old Lyle Maskey. Onerud killed Maskey when he came to check on his pregnant neighbor after her kids showed up at his house down the road. Onerud forced the woman into a van and then picked up the kids. An Amber Alert was issued and he and the victims were located near Little Falls about 5 hours later. The woman had been sexually and physically assaulted by Onerud. The dispatch reports victim impact statements were read to the court Tuesday. Maskey's wife, Lois, wrote she and her husband treated Onerud as if they were his grandparents. She says Onerud destroyed her life and she would never forgive him. Brian Masterson will be the superintendent of ISD 2142 and Mountain Iron Buell starting this summer. The two districts share the current superintendent, Reggie Angebritson, who is retiring. The Timberjay reports Masterson was unanimously chosen from four candidates by the 2142 school board last week. Mountain Iron Buell board members also participated in the selection process. Masterson is the superintendent of Hinckley-Finlayson Schools. 2142 is the geographically largest district in the state and includes the Southridge, Cherry, Northeast Range, Northwoods, and Tower Sudan schools. Two northern Minnesota schools are asking voters to support building referendums in April. Staples Motley is trying again to update its facilities after voters said no in 2019 and 2021. The district says this new plan wouldn't raise taxes for residents because the new debt would be phased in to replace old debt being paid off. Staples Motley will host an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. Monday at the middle and high school. Visitors can see the spaces that would be improved and hear directly from teachers about needs. Aiken is also going back to the voters after they rejected a bid in November to build a new elementary school. Community members can visit Rippleside Elementary between 5 and 7:30 p.m. Tuesday. There will be tours of the school at 5 and 7, community roundtables at 5:30, a presentation at 6, and a Q&A at 6:30. MnDOT has expanded its public transit trip planner to include six more rural agencies. The Transit app helps travelers plan for and in some cases book and pay for public transportation. MnDOT says transit agencies offer services in all or part of all 87 counties in Minnesota, but many people are not aware of the travel option in Greater Minnesota. A pilot program in 2023 added 12 rural agencies to the Transit app and found ridership increased by 4.2%. Bemidji-based Paul Bunyan Transit and Hubbard County Heartland Express are now available in the app. Arrowhead Transit and Go Marty will be added this spring, and the remaining 15 agencies in Greater Minnesota not in the app will be added this summer. Including services in Becker, Crow Wing, and Wadena counties, the cities of Boston and East Grand Forks, and Thief River Falls-based Tri-Valley Heartland Express. The Bemidji girls hockey team lost to Edina 6-4 in their state quarterfinal matchup Thursday. The Lumberjacks will play Lakeville North in the consolation semifinals Friday at 1. Proctor Hermantown beat Laverne 4-0 in the single-A consolation semifinal Thursday. They'll play 1 p.m. Saturday for a chance to be named consolation winner. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.